On August 28th, the body of a Hmong woman, Pa Hua Tao, was found on a front lawn in a Village of Weston neighborhood. She had been killed by her husband, who later committed suicide. Just a year earlier, there was a similar public incident in Weston involving another Asian man, his wife, and her boyfriend. Village Administrator Dean Zuliger says the small community was shocked.
It was the second homicide that had occurred within a year that spilled out onto the streets, causing neighbors and small children and others to see things that they just shouldn't be seeing.
Peter Yang of the Wausau Hmong Mutual Association had a similar reaction.
I mean, I can't even describe it. It's shocking news every time, you know, an incident like this come to our community. It's always shocking news.
And for those who counsel the victims of domestic violence, there was some soul searching. Jane Graham Jennings is the executive director of the Women's Community of Wausau.
The best way I can describe it is overwhelming sadness. You kind of wonder, was there something else that we could have done? Was there some other way we could have reached out? Was there something that we didn't do that could have prevented this?
But to Jennings and some of the Hmong women who work at the center, there was another reaction to the two killings that was even more troubling.
They had established other relationships, and so the response from some people was frankly saying, well, they did have boyfriends, so they deserved what they got.
Kashua Va is a Hmong domestic violence counselor at Freedom Inc. of Madison. She says the violent reaction to infidelity is all too common, and that it stems from cultural traditions that go back hundreds of years. She says change needs to come from inside the community, and specifically from the Hmong clan leadership.
The clans are a really integral part of being Hmong. They can send a stronger message, and that adultery does not have to equal death, and that divorce among violent relationships are okay. You know, it's time that our clan members stand up and take a stand.
Weston's Dean Zuliger agrees, and in the past month he has been part of a process to encourage local change.
We have been very strong in challenging the Hmong leadership to come forth and condemn this violence as something that won't be tolerated anymore.
The result has been a new initiative against domestic violence that includes village leaders, police, school administrators, women's advocates, and the Hmong community. And Peter Yang says women are becoming part of Hmong leadership circles for the first time.
We are seeing a significant number of women making the step to become leaders, and many of them are becoming leaders, and so it's great to see that happening.
Zuliger says the positive family values of the Hmong community will ultimately triumph over old cultural attitudes.
There are so many positive things with respect to the way the Hmong culture embraces family and the way that the Hmong culture comes around their family when they're in distress.
Zuliger says he hopes a changing Hmong culture eventually becomes a positive example for other groups in central Wisconsin, because domestic violence affects everyone. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.